It was a really big office, a sales office with sales reps in, really quite a nice family concern. You know, Richard Case was, I think he was the MD then, he might have been, but he was magic. You know, he would speak to you, he would look after everybody.
You said there were no computers, so
Oh, no.
describe what your desk was like, what was on it, and that.
Oh, wow, there was these, they called ABC books, and they were huge books, and you would look up London to Dubai or wherever, and there was all the things like printed, nothing on computer at all.
Someone had come to you say, "I want to go to this part of the world, this city, or wherever it might be,"
Yeah.
and then you had to start looking
Yeah.
up in books to find out
Oh,
about that
yeah.
place and
Yeah.
so.
You'd look from London to, oh, I don't know, anywhere, Marseille or anywhere, and then the actual flights and that would be BA or Air France or anything like that. And then you would see what days they fly and what times they fly. Magic.
And
Magic.
you made all those arrangements about telephone calls, or how
Yeah,
did you?
before American Express came on the scene, we used Bath Travel in Yeovil. And we used John Plank Travel in Bournemouth, and that, you know, and occasionally we'd try somebody else, but we had good deals with Alitalia and that, and I did get a lot of perks, I must say.
What sort of work do you mean by that?
Well, I don't get anything like that now, but you would get, say, the Varig, say, rep come in, and he'd say, well, you know, you do trips to Rio now, but you always use British Airways. Why do you always use British Airways? And I said, well, you know, because they're excellent. And he said, you don't know anything about Varig. And I'd say, no, I don't know anything about Varig. And so I ended up going to Rio twice. But it was good PR.
Were they a travel company
Yeah,
or?
they're the airline for Brazil. Varig. And you know, then I would put some people for his Varig Airlines because I knew that they were as good as British Airways and cheaper, you see. So I did have quite a bit of sway, really.